got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, as of right now, Katie is undefeated. We've been doing this for a couple weeks now, and girl is killing it. But we'll see what happens today as she battles Grace. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing today? Anything fun? Anything good this weekend?
Yeah, I'm on my way home from yoga, headed to work. House projects this weekend.
That's wow. It. Dang, you've already gone to yoga this
morning. I know.
Morning. It's
wow.
So
wow.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
that's
they
some...
say the early bird gets tired faster yeah. than everyone else.
Yeah, the early bird gets her stretch on.
That's funny.
Is it regular yoga or the hot yoga?
Hot.
Oh, my God. Grace, you are a go-getter. I would be wiped out.
I would never do that because people fart in those rooms and it's really hot. You didn't fart today, did you, Grace?
Not today. It was a lucky day for me.
What do you do for a living, Gracie?
I'm a chiropractor.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Are you pretty hip and up-to-date on all the pop culture going on?
You know, if we're being honest, not really, but
right.
I was listening to you guys this morning, and I said, why not?
So. Why the hell not? Why the hell
do
not?
Do it.
All right, well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you five pop culture questions. The best out of five will win the tickets to go see Macy Gray. Ties go to Katie, and right now I'm going to kick Katie out of here. Get
all
out
right,
of
good
here
luck,
so you
Grace.
Can't hear him. Get out of here. Run. Yeah.
She gone.
Skedaddle. Nope, I can still see your arm. Keep going.
Door's
okay,
shut.
No. Okay, she's gone, Grace. Grace, will you beat her, for goodness sakes?
You know, I'll do my best.
She's so cocky. She's like, I haven't lost at all. No, no, no.
Well earned.
It's so annoying, Grace. All right, here we go. Grace, here's your first question. Name the most expensive piece of movie memorabilia that has ever been sold. I'll give you a hint. It's an article of clothing, and it's red.
Oh, my gosh. I want to say, like, the Superman cape.
Superman cape.
It's a good guess.
Good guess. All right, I wrote it down. Here's your second question. Who is Crypto?
Who is Crypto?
Crypto. He's currently in a movie right now.
I think he's probably the new Superman villain.
Superman villain is what you said?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Superman this time.
That's all right. I'm going to put down Superman villain on the heels of Superman's cape. Here is your third question. Who just got the model named Elsie Hewitt pregnant? Name the celebrity.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm going to say Nick Cannon because that's the best guess
I got. He gets everybody pregnant, am I right?
Such a good guess.
All right, Nick Cannon strikes again.
I love that.
All right, I've got your fourth question, sweet Grace. What is the name of the doll that is supposedly possessed by the spirit of a dead 6-year-old girl and has been linked to various violent stories? What's the name of that doll?
Oh, shoot. Oh, no.
Yeah, they made a movie.
Not Chucky. Chucky's a 6-year-old boy. I don't know. We'll go with Chucky.
You just want to say Chucky? It's all right. That's a creepy doll. Chucky. Okay, I've got your...
Annabelle. Wait a minute. It's Annabelle.
Oh, you want to change to Annabelle?
Yep.
All right, let me make a note here. Annabelle. All right. And here is your fifth and final question. What sports player has come out and said he is now far too famous to urinate on a golf course anymore because people recognize him. What sports player?
It's got to be Tiger Woods, right?
Tiger
That's a good guess.
Woods. Dude knows golf, right?
He does.
Grace, I'm going to throw you on hold. We're going to run out into the halls and get Katie Cat, and we will come back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and we will see if you get crushed by Katie. All right, we brought Katie back in from the halls. It is her turn to go against sweet Grace on Katie Crush. Grace, how are you feeling about your answers? Let me ask you that before we
Not
get to Katie.
Not great.
Not great?
Oh, no.
But I gave it the best shot I had.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, we're going to find out here how many you got right and how many you got wrong as I give Katie the same five pop culture questions and see how she does. She's currently undefeated. Katie, name the most expensive piece of movie memorabilia that has ever been sold. And I've got a hint for you. It's an article of clothing, and it's red.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Gosh, what could that be? Is it something with Marilyn Monroe red, like her shoes or something?
Marilyn Monroe's shoes is... wrong. The correct answer is the ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, valued at $32.5 million.
Jeez.
Grace, I wish I got that.
That's right, Grace got that.
Now that I know.
Katie, here's your second question. Please tell me who Crypto is currently in a movie. Who's Crypto?
Yeah. That's the fake dog. Right? Superman's fake dog in the movie.
Superman's fake dog is...
the AI dog, right? Yes!
The AI dog.
Grace said it was a Superman villain. You were very close, Grace.
Oh, you almost had it, Grace.
All right, let's talk about babies. Who just got the model Elsie Hewitt pregnant? What celebrity did that?
Oh, yeah, because we just talked about this in SNL. Pete Davidson. Yes.
Pete Davidson is correct. Finally. And Grace said Nick Cannon, which honestly was a pretty funny guess.
It's a great guess.
I'm not going to lie.
The paternity hasn't been proven yet. Grace might be right on that, actually.
Katie, here is your 1, 2, 3, 4th question. Please name for me the doll that is supposedly possessed by the spirit of a dead 6-year-old girl. And it's also been linked to various violent stories.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She just, like, allegedly killed somebody, huh? In the news. Her
I don't
handler,
know. You tell me.
It's Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Yeah, that story just came out where that guy died. He's on tour with her as they're traveling around. So
Grace got that one right as well.
Oh, good job, Grace. Yeah. Grace.
All right, here is your 5th and final question. What sports player has said he is now far too famous to urinate on the golf course anymore because everybody will recognize him? Who is that?
I don't know many golfers. I hate this.
Well,
what is the?
They didn't say golfer.
There's a guy right now. He trashed a hotel room. Is it Wyndham Clark? That's a golfer,
Wyndham
right?
Wyndham Clark,
that's Colorado boy. I went to high school with him.
Yeah. That's a local
is
golfer.
Is your final answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
The correct answer for that one is Travis Kelce because he is with Taylor Swift.
Tate.
And he can't. There's a big story about how he can't pee on the golf course.
It surprises me you guys pee on golf courses.
Taylor Swift probably can't either. She's too famous.
We'll pee anywhere we can.
You really will.
Grace, I regret to inform you that Katie got 3. You got 1. You have been crushed.
Man.
By Katie. Wah, wah, wah.
Good job, Katie.
Still, you were fun to talk to, Grace.
Still the reigning champ.
Grace, she's still undefeated.
Woo!
She's going to be impossible to work with.
At this point.
No, she's doing really good. Grace, it was so incredibly nice to meet you. Thanks for having the cojones to give us a call this morning. We appreciate you.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Grace.
Dang, Katie. Undefeated
tired
still.
Tired and all. Just living on coffee and dreams today, and I still did it. Yay!
All right. Good news is we'll play Katie Crush again next week. We do it on Wednesdays and Fridays, so be prepared to take on Katie Cat.